USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A woman is dead and a suspect now in custody after a hostage standoff at a food store in Los Angeles Saturday. LA police say a woman fatally shot inside a Trader Joe's, rescued by authorities but later passing away. Police arrested the suspect without incident after long negotiations, which ended kind of strangely. Here's Mayor Eric Garcetti.
The suspect at the end asked for handcuffs. He handcuffed himself and then released himself into the custody of LAPD.
The food store standoff followed a police chase after the suspect allegedly shot his grandmother multiple times. Angry at Trump administration policies against Iran, the Iranian president's warning the U.S. that war with Iran would be the mother of all wars, saying, "Don't play with the lion's tail." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump takes to Twitter to address the FBI raid at his former lawyer's office and more. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who apparently recorded the president about a potential payment to a woman. The president saying on Twitter, "Inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning, almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal."
A survivor from the duck boat tragedy in Missouri says the boat captain showed the passengers the life jackets, but said they wouldn't need to put them on. At a news conference, Tia Coleman and tearfully remembered the family members she lost in that tragedy, saying she's not sure how she made it out alive. She lost 9 of her family members when the boat capsized Thursday night on a lake near Branson, Missouri. Tia's husband and 3 kids among the people who died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
An uneasy ceasefire between Hamas and Israel still in effect in the Gaza Strip. It was relatively calm on Saturday, according to witnesses. The ceasefire, announced after a wave of strikes on Hamas targets by Israel in response to the death of an Israeli soldier near the border on Friday. Israel says it has no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas, but says it will not tolerate the Gaza militant campaign of flying rockets into Israel on a regular basis. Former NASA astronaut, second man to walk on the moon, Buzz Aldrin, noticeably absent from a Saturday night gala to kick off a year-long celebration of the 50-year anniversary of the first moon landing, even though his nonprofit Space Education Foundation is a sponsor of the event. That black-tie Apollo celebration gala was held under a Saturn V rocket at the Kennedy Space Center, and hundreds of people attended. Aldrin's absence, though, comes just a month after he sued 2 of his adult children and a former business manager, accusing them of misusing his credit cards, transferring money from an account, and slandering him, saying he has dementia. And weeks ago, Andrew and Jan Aldrin did file a petition claiming the 88-year-old was suffering from memory loss, paranoia, and confusion. Andrew Aldrin acknowledging his father's absence at the gala, saying, "We're sorry, Dad can't be here." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.